Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 14th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled "A Lost Soul Rediscovers the Truth of Life," by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Inner Mongolia, China.
China Fahui, "A Lost Soul Rediscovers the Truth of Life," by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Inner Mongolia, China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I'm a young Dafa disciple who obtained the Fa a few years ago. In my cultivation, I've experienced tremendous improvement in both my body and my soul. My heart is full of appreciation for Master. At this grand China Fahui, I hope to share my cultivation stories with fellow practitioners. A Lost Soul. I started to practice Falun Dafa in October of 2014. Before that, I picked up many bad habits from the degenerate society. Growing up in a wealthy family, my father spoiled me and allowed me to squander his money. After I got married, I often fought with my husband and asked for money from his family. While spending my in-laws' money, I cursed them behind their backs. In just 5 years, I wasted almost 1 million yuan fooling around. After fights with my husband, he would often strike his head with an ashtray in anger and frustration. I also felt emptiness in my heart and that I had no reason to live. After being married for 5 years, I still couldn't get pregnant. My husband and I went to the hospital for tests, but were told that everything was fine. When I saw children playing, I would cry. I thought I might never have a baby. I often had nightmares about death. Dafa renewed my life. I knew I was wasting my life, but I didn't know what to do about it. I never expected that I would be given the chance to live again. When my mother introduced Falun Dafa to me, I readily accepted it. I experienced dramatic changes. I stopped hanging out with friends who were bad influences. My attitude toward my family became kind and gentle. Initially, my husband didn't believe that I had truly changed. He thought I was pretending. I didn't argue with him and continued to discipline myself according to the Fa's standard. I felt sorry for my in-laws and wanted to make up for my past behavior. I began to rise early to prepare breakfast for them and help them clean the house. My mother-in-law was so surprised by my change that she once held me and said, "I am really touched." When my husband went out, I would stay at home to study the Fa and do the exercises. I no longer fought with him. Because I didn't go out often, my spending was drastically reduced. My husband once mentioned that he wanted to get a new car. I told him that the car we had was still in good condition and that we shouldn't waste money. He agreed with me and said, "You really have changed." I used to be very rude to my sister-in-law. During a family gathering, I apologized to her. I told her, "Studying Dafa has made me realize how thoughtless I was in the way I spoke to you and that I never considered your feelings. I want to apologize to you. I really am sorry." She was surprised and moved by my sincere apology. After a few seconds of silence, her eyes became moist. From then on, we have gotten along very well. More surprisingly, after 8 months of practicing Dafa, I became pregnant. Both of our families were filled with tremendous joy. Seeing all of the changes in me, my husband became very supportive of my practicing Dafa and soon started practicing himself. A surprising nanny. I had severe physical reactions to my pregnancy. I often vomited and felt very weak. I could barely walk. After I gave birth, I put all my energy into taking care of my son and had much less time to study the Fa. Even when I had time, I just couldn't pick up the book. I felt very frustrated and didn't dare to face Master's photo. I asked my husband, "Will Master still take care of me? I have become so slack in my cultivation." Not yet a practitioner, what my husband said shocked me. Don't overlook Master's compassion. Compared to him, I really lacked righteous thoughts. I promised Master in my heart, I will be more diligent in cultivation. I posted an ad in the newspaper for a nanny. I found a good candidate, and she accepted my offer. She started work the next day. After helping me to clean the house, she came to me and said, "I think we are studying in the same school of cultivation." "Which school are you studying?" I asked her in surprise. "Falun Gong," she said. I was shocked. I realized it was Master's arrangement to have a practitioner come here and help me to make a breakthrough in cultivation. Thank you so much, Master. Although I did so poorly, Master never gave up on me and took care of me all the time. We started to study the Fa after lunch. While my son was sleeping, I made time to do the exercises. I finally caught up with my cultivation. After a while, she suggested that I join a local Fa study group, saying that this was the cultivation format Master left for us. I took her advice and joined the group. It was indeed a very different environment compared to cultivating by myself at home. I took it very seriously and sat with my legs crossed in the lotus position during Fa study, and yet I didn't feel any pain in my legs. I also benefited from other practitioners' cultivation sharing. I realized the importance of group Fa study. I really cherish and feel grateful for Master and other practitioners. Looking within, overcoming sentimentality. As soon as I became more diligent in cultivation, I met with a Xinqing test. My husband, who had just begun to practice Dafa, experienced physical tribulations. He had red pimples all over his body that both hurt and itched. Our son then developed the same problem. He often woke up crying in the middle of the night. I put medicine on him, but it didn't have any effect. For 2 months, I couldn't get a good night's sleep. Exhausted, my righteous thoughts began to waver. I stopped going to group Fa study. All I thought about was how to help my son get better. One night, my son woke up crying hard. I took him, knelt in front of Master's photo, and asked for help. My son continued to cry. I realized that this was a test that I must pass myself. How could Master take it away for me? But then a terrible thought came into my mind. Why didn't Master take care of me? I even blamed Master. The next day, I told practitioners about my recent cultivation states. They all shared their thoughts with me. One said, "The problem is with you. Your sentimentality for your son is too strong. It was because you didn't do well that your father-in-law doesn't understand the facts," said another. "You gave a lot of dud to your mother recently," yet another practitioner said. "You can't blame Master. Master has done so much for us. It's a crime for you to think about it that way." It was really hard for me to bear all the criticism coming at me. With attachments of reputation and self-esteem, I felt wronged and couldn't take any of their suggestions. I complained to my husband on the way back home that they didn't understand the real situation and that what they said about me was wrong. When we studied the Fa together in the evening, my husband read this paragraph of the Fa. Quote, "I have made arrangements for you. I can protect you, strengthen you, and transform Gong for your ascendance to every new level. But when it comes to cultivating your mind, that is up to you yourself. When it comes to your mind, as you run into trouble and face tests, whether you can endure and make it are totally up to you. Of course, when you really can't make it, I will give you hints. At that point, my only concern is that your thinking may have become too extreme to awaken, no matter how I try to give you hints, and thus a dilemma is created. I can tell you that when you fail to pass a test and you hear things that grate on your ears, That is really my law body making use of unpleasant words to rouse you and tell you something. It's hard to pass a test, but once you are through it and look back, you will see that that test was really nothing, and it's baffling why you were so attached to it at that time. When you truly make it past, your xinxing will improve, and your karma will be eliminated, guaranteed. Unquote. First Fa teaching given in the U.S., teaching the Fa at the Conference 1. This Fa was a hard blow to me. I suddenly realized that everything the practitioners had said about me was true. Master was using them to help me improve. I hadn't realized it, though, and had even blamed Master in my mind. I was so wrong. My heart was filled with contrition. I knelt in front of Master, crying, "Master, I am really sorry." That night, my son woke up again, but this time I was able to handle it calmly. I sent righteous thoughts to eliminate the evil factors interfering with him. From then on, his symptoms completely vanished. After this experience, I felt as if I'd shed a layer of human attachments. I asked myself why it took me so long to pass this test. When my son had problems, I didn't send righteous thoughts for him and didn't look within, but resorted to modern medicine. If practitioners hadn't pointed out my problem, I might have committed a bigger sin of not respecting Master, and the consequences could have been very serious. This was a serious lesson for me. I learned that, as a cultivator, I must look within at all times. Another test was with my mother. I didn't have a good relationship with her before I started cultivation. I resented her for beating and cursing me when I was a child. I always felt that we had a bad karmic bond. After I took up cultivation, I realized that I was being selfish and too demanding of her. I only cared about my own feelings and neglected hers. Influenced by party culture, I always wanted to fight with her. Traditional Chinese culture taught filial piety. If I couldn't even be nice to my own mother, how could I say I was a good cultivator? I made up my mind to let go of the resentment I had for my mother. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners, for helping me to pass this test. Sentient beings salute Dafa. With more Fa study, I gradually understood the importance of clarifying the facts. I started to clarify the facts to taxi drivers and shop clerks. One day when I came home, my husband told me that I had mighty virtue. I asked him why he said that. He told me that while riding in a taxi that day, he had started to clarify the truth to the driver. As he did, the driver had turned around, looked at him and our son, and said, "Your wife already told me about it. Didn't your wife have a bad temper but completely changed after studying Dafa? You and your wife didn't have a child for 5 years after you got married, yet she became pregnant after she studied Dafa." "Yes, that's my wife," my husband had said. When my husband had gotten into the taxi, the driver had recognized our son. He told my husband that he knew that Balandafa was really good and that he had already quit the Communist Party. I was so happy that he had understood the facts. Another time, my mom met a taxi driver who had quit the party after I clarified the facts to him. I was also happy to hear that. Master was encouraging me and helping me increase my confidence in truth clarification. Seeing my changes after practicing Dafa, many of my friends and family members also learned the facts about Dafa and now know that Dafa is great. My uncle was diagnosed with stomach cancer while working out of town. His family were all very worried about him. I told them to say often, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," and that Dafa would help them. They believed me and recited those words every day. When my uncle went to the hospital for his next checkup, the doctor told him that he only had some inflammation and would recover after some infusions. His family all witnessed the miraculous power of Dafa. My mother later introduced my uncle to Master's lectures. He listened to them every day. During a family dinner, I further clarified the facts to him. My uncle said to everyone at the table that he was really impressed with how I had changed. I had become a completely different person after practicing Dafa. I told them that it was all because of Falun Dafa that I had truly changed my heart. Then the father of my sister-in-law stood up and said, "Let's have a toast. Falun Dafa is great. Cheers." One after another, my family members stood up and raised their glasses. My eyes were full of tears. "Thank you, Master, for giving sentient beings the opportunity to understand the facts. After cultivating for only a few years, I still have a lot of human attachments to remove. I believe that through Fa study and cultivation, I will make improvements and do better. I know that Master has given me everything. My heart is full of happiness from obtaining the Fa. I want to tell everyone in the world how lucky I am. I want to cultivate myself better, to assist Master in Fa rectification, to save more sentient beings, and to fulfill my historic vows. I welcome practitioners to point out anything improper in my sharing."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.